This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
So, Captain Etiquette.
Yes, sir. What's up?
I need to ask you, times change.
Yes,
right?
They do.
Nobody wants to say it, but it's like what used to be acceptable for etiquette, like holding the door and throwing down your coat for a woman so she doesn't step in a puddle and those things.
And she's empowered and not weak and she can do it herself. So
right.
we bring that behavior to a stop.
We've slowly but surely stopped a lot of those
as
things.
We should.
One of the things that gets called into question a lot is bringing out your electronics at a dinner table, be it at home or worse yet, like at a restaurant. When you're paying a lot of money to be at a restaurant, you're paying, in theory, to bond and converse with the people who are at the table with you, is it still rude to get your phone out? Because the phone used to be, this is my phone, this is my body. This is my phone, this is my body. Now they're all the same thing.
Uh-huh.
So can I get my phone out now? Are we past throwing down our coat for women? And are we past saying, oh my God, Slacker got his phone out while we were eating?
You saying that very last sentence makes me think, what are you talking about? Why are you getting uppity over
that? It's 2019. Who doesn't get their phone out?
Yes. Now? In fact, if you're a parent, maybe you can back me up. If you're with your children eating, dining, their noses are still in electronics. They're not even paying attention. They notice there's food in front of them and they absentmindedly consume it because they need to stay alive.
I will say this as a parent.
Oh, so you ban electronics?
I do. Okay, I'm only half a hypocrite from what you just said.
Okay.
I ban electronics while food is being consumed. Because,
okay.
I mean, talking to doctors at Children's Hospital is one of the places where I've heard this, but I've read articles. If you're watching TV or looking at your iPad or looking at your phone while you're eating, you're not concentrating on the sustenance you're getting. You're not concentrating on how much you eat, what you eat.
Boom.
And you're concentrating on the other thing. You will eat, I forget the stat, but it was pushing like 20% more food and you'll eat crap you wouldn't normally necessarily eat because you're just like, okay, what's interesting is over here and I'm just throwing crap in my pie hole.
I've heard that too. That's not
so
good.
My kids are not allowed electronics while they're eating.
Very good.
They're allowed electronics while I'm eating though. So if we go out to a nice restaurant and they eat first, here's the iPads. Shut up and let me eat my food now.
Like, oh, okay.
Not while they're eating. But while I'm eating, like...
Well, you're paying for a nice meal for everybody.
If you're going out to like a sushi restaurant or like a fondue restaurant, something that takes time.
Oh, kids hate that.
Right. So they've horked down their mac and cheese or chicken fingers or pizza or whatever's on the kids' menu. Then they're bored.
They are. And they're going to bug you. They're going to annoy. They're going to ruin your experience.
And
that
they
you're
may ruin
for.
Other people's experience
That's
as
true,
well.
That they're all paying for.
So I try to get their backs against the wall
okay.
So not everybody can see the Roblox game they're playing or whatever. And then we enjoy our food. They shut up. But I...
What's the downside?
There's no downside.
And for the dude, I love where your head's at. You're thinking of the other patrons that are around you.
Yes. But I guess my other question is then to go back to is getting your phone out rude when we're just all sitting here anyway. You're probably going to take it. Or is it? I mean, I think you're old fashioned enough, and I don't mean that as an insult. I mean that as a compliment.
Okay.
I think you're old fashioned enough. You probably never get it out.
I don't.
Do you even set it on the table?
I'll leave it in my pocket because even setting it on the table with
everybody
else.
It's like a distraction.
Is,
it's like yes. roulette. It's like going, if something pops up on here
exactly.
that's more interesting than you, I might be inclined to pick it up.
Although we were just at a nice company dinner.
Yes.
And one of our coworkers' biggest complaint was, I'm sitting next to people that I have no interest in and they're not interesting to me. So why should I have to suffer at this end of the table putting on this false face like I'm really caring about what these people are saying? Why can't I pull out my phone?
Which coworker said that? And was I at the same table?
No, you were next
okay.
to her.
Oh
I happened to be at that table, but not sitting on her side.
Oh my
Their
God.
Side.
So No, I get. I mean, yeah. But still, you have to feign. That isn't that what we used to do?
We do.
And we would feign interest in other humans so that we weren't such a.
Why do we have to do that anymore? Why can't? Let me ask you this.
In 2019, you're saying if I'm not interested in you, I'm allowed to just to look down and.
That's what she thought.
Wow.
But let me ask you this then. So you've got all your families around the table. You ban the electronics, no iPads, yep. No phones. And let's say your son just doesn't want to participate in the. Let's say he's just bored and just wants to sit there and not pay attention to anybody. What's the difference between that than having his nose in the iPad?
Because then he's still hearing everything we're saying.
So that's important. He still has to absorb.
He's still a part of the family conversation. If he's having a bad day, then he can choose to not participate. Hey, how was school? Good. If he wants to be that way, great. All right, Mia. How was your school? And then if she engages, great. All right. How was work? Like, we're going to have the conversation. If they have something that they can tune out with, then they're not a part of it. They'll eventually get bored with sitting there having their little silent protest and they'll jump in because nobody wants to sit there quietly.
Okay.
You start to get bored. It's like, can we talk about something else? I saw this cool thing. It's like, there you go. Go ahead.
So as long as they're able to absorb what's going on around them with the other human beings.
Yep.
Okay.
But 42% of people we're starting to tip are saying, get your phone out. It's not rude anymore. It's 2000. Remember when you thought anybody who got a date on a dating site was a colossal loser?
Yes. That's the song of the truly desperate.
How many people do you know that don't get a date?
Right.
So we move more and more towards technology. So getting your phone out is like getting a hanky out, is like getting your thumb out. It's like, it's all.
So as long as we're all physically together at the table.
Yes.
We can stop with the physicalities and being together. As long as we're there together, I can be on my phone. You can be on your phone. You can be on.
I think if you're on your phone up for the bulk of it, now it's back to rude. But just getting it out briefly, say to look something up. It's like, no, that was that movie that had John Favreau. No, it didn't. That was the other guy. And you're like, hold on.
But we're still conversing as human beings. Interacting is
taking a quick picture. Okay. But as soon as the phone becomes your focus, you're back to rip.
Your children are in the cafeteria or at school. They're not allowed to have a phone while they're eating.
Yeah. And that's when friendships are being formed. If they were all on their phones, they would only be friends with the people that they're already friends with who they're texting. You're never going to get to know anybody. I saw some dude, Simon Sinek or whatever. He did this TED talk where it was like, you know what used to happen in a conference room before a meeting? Everyone would walk into the meeting and it's like, hey, Ted, you look stressed. Oh, I'm good. Well, actually this, how can I help? He's like, now everyone's on their phone till somebody comes in and says, this meeting now begins. They all set their phones down at that moment and nobody has interpersonal relationships.
At all.
So if you don't set it down, you're never going to have a real relationship for the rest of your life.
Jeez.
You're welcome.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.